All right, my friends in the Hopkins Junior High School Wind Symphony or Wind Ensemble, this is Jay Mason, one of your two adjudicators here, along with Peter Fournier. We've been enjoying hearing some of you, I'm sure, and your colleagues playing for us. We always do. And you'll find out about me. I'm sure your director can tell you a little bit more about me, as well as Mr. Fournier. In any case, if you do your warm-up piece, I will go ahead and let you hear what you sound like. In fact, as soon as I'm done yakking here, I might just do that. And hear what you're doing right now. But in any case, it's nice to know what you sound like in the hall and hear what you do. And like that. So my comments are critiques. They are designed to help you improve. I tend to give them from the standpoint of being in your position, player, and what I would be doing to correct my performance and make things even better than they already are. So thanks for coming all this way to play for us today. We always appreciate that. And we know you get Disneyland at the end of it, but that doesn't matter. It's a long slog. So we will be back here when you're ready to play your first adjudicated piece. And until then, thanks for coming, and here's what you sound like. Guys, you got a little chance to hear yourselves there, along with some conversation, lovely, lively banter. All right, guys.
The Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble from Fremont, California, under the direction of Greg Conway. They will be performing the following selection. For the warm-up composition, they'll perform Tone Study for Band, Sarah Bande, composed by James Kinrose. For the first adjudicated composition, they'll perform Gondolier, composed by Fergal.
Sarah Bande, yeah.
And the second adjudicated composition will be Fortress, composed by Frank Ticelli. Would you please welcome the Hopkins Junior High Wind Ensemble.
All right, guys. You guys want to watch out for that Frank Ticelli part. Okay, I'm not sure if you're going to do your warm-up piece or if you're going to do song of Lur. Let's see. Ah, you are going to warm up. Okay, I'll let you listen to yourself some more. Here you go. You know, I like that. I think that's really cool that you guys do that and you get to do some nice tone exercises like that and stuff. It is really a great thing. Alrighty, so here we go. with. Okay, good. Correcting the intonation there. It started off a little funky and got better. The beginning would have been nice if it was right together. Something to work on. Nice on the tremolos. I think as you do crescendo on the tremolos, woodwinds keep the tremolo going. Nice. Beautiful ninth chords there. We'll have a slightly different idea of the rhythm there at bar 13. It is a really funny note on the alto saxophone. Just might want to work on that. It tends to be a little sharp. Good. Nice pyramid here. Hold note over there. Horns. It was great. Okay, this is really nice. It needs to have more dee-da-dee-da-dee. I mean, your director is trying to get you to keep that flowing motion going through there. We're all doing it, but we're not all doing it together. We're doing it in slightly different ways. There's the issue. And the louder we play, the better and the more expressive we're getting with it. So that's important, but when you just play the right notes there, there were a couple wrong notes, but that's really very nice. 62. A little pitchy as we get up towards the top end. Really good, though. If you can make the arc of the line, if you know what I mean, and I'm sure your director talks about this just from knowing how musical you guys are, and connect those kind of lines and things, that would be so nice. Trumpets and horns. Whew, sounds great. Yeah, this is really a nice piece. You guys are making me like it, which is saying something. One thing I like that you guys are doing is we have these little musical conversations going on where the melody will play and then there's another little counterline and the melody seems to be know to get out of the way and then the rest of you can, you know, play your part, and it's really great. Okay, the lower voices right here are having a tendency to not really get our air stream in there. Yeah. Okay, good. Nice, guys. Okay, good, woodwinds. Hobos just a little bit up in the mix. Okay, euphonium, come on, play it out. It's a beautiful melody. Don't let the hobos in the front be louder than you. Good. Feel the whole mood change? I'm sure you do. Okay, piccolos, you're just a little on the high side, and the flutes and clarinets are just a little on the low side. So we got to... Okay, clarinets, don't slow down. Ba-dee-da-da-da-da-da-dee-da. It's always got to be going. Where is it going? Low brass, very nice right here at K. Play right over that line there, trumpet. Ba-dee-da-da. Don't let that... Yeah, upper woodwind, nice. Good on the sextuplet. It's exactly what it's supposed to sound like. Clarinet's a little low on your D. It has to have just like a nice little lilt to it. I'm sure you've figured out this is a little bit of, has an Irish flavor to it. Nice, this is very consistent now. The saxophones are restating their theme from the beginning. Saxophones, I think if you know how to play with some vibrato, your teacher is a saxophone player, so you could go either way as far as no vibrato or lots of vibrato, but I think it would be really great to have a little bit right there on that melody. Flutes, a little flat on your F. Bring it up. Good. Nice control, guys, at 156. That's hard. Listen. All right. A lot of difficult things to do there. That's really great for guys your age playing like that. We just consistently say that about this program and all of you. So you gotta, I'm sure it's been discussed, but really listen to... Like right there, it was like minor third, which is a little bit sharp if it's going to be in tune, and then it goes to the major third, which is going to be a little low. So we got to go this is a little bit on the high side. So if you haven't ever heard it said this way, maybe this will help. A note is not a note. Our instruments are not tuned at the factory. And we do the best we can. The designers do the best they can, and to get it so that the majority of us can play it in tune, excuse me, most of the time. But we have to keep in mind that those instruments, the intervals are not consistent. So in other words, maybe sometimes an E has to be played a little low, and then sometimes it has to be played a little high. So learning when to do that and not to do that would really help some of the moments in that piece to be even better than they are. Beautiful blend and sound. I mean, you all play so well. There's just a few things you'll hear if you listen back to what I said, you know, maybe not quite filling up the euphonium solo, you know, some little articulation things, some little technique things. This is great stuff to be talking about at your age. All right. Now you're going to play a piece by one of my favorite composers, Frank Kelly. There we go. Just a little bit vague there at the beginning snare drum. Okay, bassoons, nice job. trumpet got a little bit lost there. Bum, 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 bum. Always moving forward. Something like this. Yeah, careful. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, be-dum, bum, ba-dee-da-dum. Don't let that drag. Nice. Brought that triplet out really well. Good. Losing dynamic and energy without losing the speed. Good. Good. Flute, can you let your notes shimmer just a little bit? You could play with vibrato up there if you know how to do that. Yeah, this is like a little mini woodwind quintet here, sort of. Careful, don't let that D go flat, oboe. It's a tough note to negotiate sometimes. It almost sounded like you didn't half-hole it. By the way, I play that instrument. God, it's so good, but it's just a little pitchy right here. 81, 82, 83. This could be way crisp. Here we go. The trumpet's really flat right there. Da, da, da. Don't give up on these phrases. These are all these little, it's like a conversation, and everybody kind of goes like, ba da da. It's like, I'm done. No, you're not. Goes all the way to the end of the phrase. Piccolo player, you just earned my respect there, going up to that A flat. 107. Very nice. And now you got your B flat. Saxophone, you can warm that up. Use some vibrato. Come on. I don't know who it is, but if it's Andrew and you did it on your jazz thing, do it. You know how to do it. It sounds beautiful. Clarinets and bass clarinet, man, it sounded really great at 122. Flutes, nice. This whole section right here is great. We don't want them to be blatty and distorted. Really nice. Well, that's a I don't know, what level is this piece? I got to look at that. I didn't look, I usually do. Well, I can't find that information. In any case, this is a very difficult piece. To be attempting this at your guys' age is pretty phenomenal. There's a lot of musical details there that did not get by you at all. They were there. They were well played. And, you know, there's a lot of high school people that would like to be able to play like you on those. So work on the things we talked about. Main one is there's a lot of phrases where you kind of give up a little bit. And it's not because you're not good. It's because you need to be thinking about going to the next level. Things like ba-da-da-da, and then we have those ba-ba-ba-ba-da, you know, those kind of things. And we tend to go ba-ba-ba-da-da, sort of ba-ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's like we're all like, hey, me, now me, now me, now you. You know, that kind of thing. And so don't give up in the middle of the phrase. There are some intonation things, and I'm sure you talk about that, but you can make those even better. And then just a few little imprecise things. You'll hear what I had to say on there. So really not a lot to say. Great job. Always enjoy hearing you guys. Have a wonderful time at Disneyland. My name is Jay Mason. I look forward to seeing you again soon. Bye-bye.